Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all of my podcast friends. We're happy to have you with us today. Forgive me if I sound a little stuffy. I feel like my voice doesn't sound quite right. And that's because I got a little bit of a cold. And I'm just hoping to be able to do today, tomorrow's podcast without disturbing you too much in the way that I sound. So, forgive me if that sounds a little rough. We're going to get through it. And today and tomorrow, we're going to try to cover a few more verses from the latter portion of John 8. In fact, let's pick it up in verse 48. Then the Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" What a question. Let's just see Jesus' answer first. Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Now, I got to deal with that question. What a question. "I do not have a demon." The question was, do we not say rightly that you're a Samaritan and you have a demon? And so they could not fathom that the version of God that Jesus was purporting was the real deal. Because the version of God that Jesus was presenting was a version that helped the man by the side of the road, regardless of the fact that he was bleeding and dying, and it touched lepers, and it raised the dead, and it was concerned with the poor, and it cast out devils. None of these things had really been on the radar of Judaism up until this point. They didn't concern themselves with the world. They didn't concern themselves with the hurting, the wounded, the dying. Not any more than the law required. I mean, they had to leave the corners of their field to glean for the poor and the strangers to glean, but that was it. They weren't going to do anything else. And they certainly were not in the demon casting out business, because they didn't view that as part of what God's power could do. In fact, they felt like if a demon was cast out, it had to be ordered around by another demon. So for Jesus to be out here casting out demons, he must be demon possessed. Jesus answers just strictly, "I don't have a demon, but I honor my Father and you dishonor me." In other words, every time I do this, I don't do it because I have a demon. I do it because I'm honoring my Father. I'm making my Father look good, and you keep insulting me and dishonoring me while I'm trying to honor my Father. "And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and who judges. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Now, we know that whenever you accept Jesus Christ, you do see death. You see death in the natural realm, but you don't see death in the spiritual realm. So we know he must be talking spiritual, because people still die. And even Jesus died, yet there was no spiritual death on the part of Jesus. So if you keep his word, you never see death. Then the Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death." Now, they argue in the realm of the natural, just like so many people now argue in the realm of the natural. Because they say, "We know you got to be demon possessed, because you just said, if anyone keeps your word, you're never going to taste death. Are you greater than Abraham and the prophets? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I should be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." I don't even have time. I got to deal with this tomorrow. What an amazing thing. And I'm going to stop right there, because I want to show you tomorrow why what Jesus says is so powerful spiritually and why it was so infuriating. We'll make it. I think we'll make it out of the end of the 8th chapter tomorrow too. Grace to you. I hope that you are at rest and at peace. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.